Yo, what is good? It's your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry Podcast. Now, I was checking out the YouTube recording for like the last show, right? And like, I didn't realize that this really does get cut off on YouTube. I thought it only gets cut off for the live stream, but not for the YouTube recording. So I don't really know how to go about fixing that, dude. You know what I'm saying? Because the audio is always good. It's always good, dude. So, yeah, man. We got the Kelly in the back. You see that right there with the baby? See if you can see the baby right now. She's eating. Yeah, we got the Robbie there. The protector, the robe. Man, so much stuff has happened this weekend, yo. So much stuff. So many knives coming in. This is the reason why, you know, the title of the show is New System, Who This? This is the first time I'm streaming on a brand new computer. We got a new PC. It's beastly, as some would say. Really crazy specs on that. And Kelly is going to get my old system. We already set her up over there. Got our new monitor. New, bro. This girl's spoiled, bro. You know what I'm saying? We've been kind of spoiling each other, you know, with some of the tax money and things like that, that we didn't spend for taxes, pretty much. but yeah, you know, we got a whole new thing. I didn't buy a new monitor for myself. I just kept the old one. I bought a new camera. It's used. It's actually from Screaming Pirate EDC. Shout out to Brad. If you want to check out like what the quality is going to be on this show, y'all might be like, what? You know what? You know what's crazy? I didn't know that I would be really into like keyboard sounds. Is that, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Do you guys know anything about the like higher end like keyboard like market, bro? You know what I mean? Because just like everyone in this channel right now, on this chat, did not know what the hell good knives were. I did not know what the hell, you know, cool keyboards were, all right? So I, this is what's known as a thocky keyboard. It thocks, bruh, all right? You know how, like, most keyboards, they're either really quiet or really clackety-clack, you know what I'm saying? This is a thocky one, all right? And its main use, it's not, for, I mean, you could use it for gaming, of course, but this is just like, listen to this. How awesome does that sound, dude? That sounds freaking great, bro. So Kelly and I both have some Thocky keyboards right now. And yeah, just really, really got a super nice setup right now. The computer is like juice to the tits. Fug Doozle, I got a, you probably know what this is. I think I got an I got a Ryzen 7 32D. Or is it 3D? Ryzen 7 3D with a 4070, right? 32 gigabytes of RAM, 2 terabytes storage. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. A big update from what I had before. I think I had an i5. But yeah, it's pretty gangster. It's not the top, but like good for what I do. You know, so, look at Kelly in the back. So I am not going to have a lot of hiccups anymore. And really just putting all the money back in for the channel, man. 99% sure your boy is going to Blade. I am also 99%. Actually, I'm 100% because the tickets are already bought, like the plane tickets. We were already reimbursed for it. The custom sneakers that Justin, Titanium Justin in the house, you know, customized, I've already been reimbursed for as well. So my first custom, you know, sponsored custom shoe, and it looks amazing. Like, I wish I could show it to you guys, honestly. I already have the knife. I already have the shoe. You know, the tickets are bought. I'm looking at a bag right now, like a book bag. Yeah, things are coming together, man, really well. Like, I broke out, like, at an insane rate. I don't know if you guys know that. So for the past couple of weeks, my head is just was just breaking out like crazy, and I don't know what happened. It's probably dietary. I was drinking like 4 protein shakes a day, eating a protein bar, like a lot of like weird stuff like that. Not weird, but it made me really huge. Like I think I got to 174 pounds, which is, you know, what I wanted to do. I wanted to get jacked. But I'm on carnivore now and going to try that for a little bit and see what happens. I'm probably going to shred down immediately because with my body, with my metabolism, I was 174 like last week, like on Friday. I'm already down to 169.5 without even trying. So I'm going to shred weight like at an insane rate. So I'm assuming when I go to Blade Show, I'll probably have abs and I'll be like 160 or 165 or something like that. But yeah, this is a quick update on the fitness. Not bulking anymore. The bulk is over. The night of waking up with Amelia when we feed her and me eating pasta like in the middle of the night with pesto sauce on it just to try to down as many calories as I can is over. The cut has begun. So I'll be nice and lean. I'll have a nice lean face in Blade Show. I'll probably be really shredded, I think, if I continue this. No Chicago 23. Look, Chicago 23 just said, 4 shakes and no solid food. No, absolutely not. It's 2 shakes in the morning with creatine, right? Then I work out. Then 4 eggs with like a handful of fucking cheese. Then I drink another 2 shakes on top of that, right? Another double protein shake after that. Then I do a 6.5 ounce steak. It's either 6 to 6.5 ounce sirloin with 1.5 cup of rice. Oh, by the way, the 4 eggs with the cheese on it, 1.5 cup of rice, white rice with it as well. Then for dinner, 1.5 cup of white rice, another 6.5 ounce of steak, and I would have 1 protein bar, and I would have a yogurt as well. No snacks, no nothing. And then middle of the night when the baby, the cute baby over there wakes up, I have like a huge portion of pasta. It could be like macaroni elbows with a 1/3 cup of pesto sauce. That'll bring it like just trying to pack in as many calories as I can. And that's what I was doing for like maybe 2 months. And, you know, I got to the heaviest I ever got, 174. It's so hard for me to gain weight, guys. With all that food, it's just 174 pounds. And then now I'm gonna cut down. You know, I retain some of the muscle, and that's pretty much what it is. Let's keep going up, and let's do a quick roll call. I always get carried away updating you guys. We got the MWK, Mr. Bing Bong himself in the house. We got Fook Doozle, Matt Hoff. Oh, Matt Hoff, I missed you, buddy. Matt Hoff is part of the early morning crew. I missed the early morning crew, man. I know a lot of people were hitting me up. Yo, when can we do the early morning again? And, you know, probably when Amelia is in school. Or something like that, because it's so hard to do that when I have to kind of like help out with the baby. And, you know, I'm just starting to fall into a routine right now with the baby and working out and all that. Like I kept working out this whole time. Let's see. We got the Mark Ridgewell. What's up, bro? Part of the NYC boys, the cock crew, KOC, not the other one. We got Titanium Justin in the house. We got Nick EDCer in the house. Sorry, I missed last week. Was sick as hell. I didn't just miss the stream. Bro, totally appreciate you coming through all the time. We got the Fox in the house. Part of the New York City Boys, the Cock Crew. Let's keep going down some more here. Ian Coates, the homie. Can't wait to chill with you at Blade Show, man. Yo, what's crazy is like Fox is coming this year. Right? Ben Gibbs is coming this year. Kelly's coming this year. Amelia's coming this year. My mother-in-law's coming this year. It's going to be crazy, bro. It's going to be crazy. And I think I'm staying closer to the show. Fox, what was the hotel again that you're staying at? Where the Astros play near. Let me know what it is because I'm going to check if like there's actually rooms tomorrow because I don't think Blade Binge like booked the rooms yet. So if they didn't book it, I'm gonna have to go to book the resort. You know what I mean? Let's keep going down here. We got Osim's Logicals in here. What? Yeah, bought the Tucson 230. They recontinued it. Bought it before they discontinued it again. The fuck? I make it to one live stream and Ray ain't even here. What do you mean, bro? I'm here. I'm here, son. What do you mean I'm here, bro? How come he can't see me? He can't see me. Do any of you guys know Ken? I'm down 12 pounds since March 3 fire, bro. If you are trying to lose weight, by the way. Yo, what's up, MPG? How's it going? Thank you for coming through. Fellow anime lover, I think I've seen you in the comments ask me about, what anime was playing in the background or something like that. I'm fat as fuck right now, hoping to hit 185 by Blade Show. Dude, I wish I could get to 185 so I could just be more jacked. I hurt myself. Yeah, okay. You guys ever done this? People that like lift, right? So, you know, my curling limit right now is 37.5, right? And I thought that I had 40s because I have the adjustable dumbbells, right? And I thought I had 40s, bro. I actually had 50. So I'm like hammer curling it, right? I'm like, damn, why is it so hard this week? And like I pulled something like inside. I can't like curl properly. So I can't do like any curling like movements right now. It's probably gonna like slow me down by like a week or two. It's probably not good. Cock crew doesn't sound right, but okay. The KOC crew. Let's keep going down here and see who else is in. Airbnb may be your best bet. Nah, bro. We got the resort, remember? I stayed at the resort last time. Remember the baller hip hop, like, you know, it looked like MTV Cribs type room. That was the craziest room. We're probably going to stay there again. I can't see you. And who is this beautiful Asian man? What the hell is going on? Dude, the Chete vid was awesome. Dig machetes. Yeah, I actually had to surrender those glasses to the eye doctor so that they could put lenses in them. What I didn't know was they're going to hold on to it for 2 weeks. Like, I knew at the store, but I was so hungry. We were trying to, like, go get food. You ever go to the mall with your family and, like, you have to go do something first before you go eat, right? So we were at this eye doctor for, like, bro, like almost 2 hours, yo. We're just chilling there waiting, you know, to get, because we're trying to update our prescription, right? I need fucking bifocals, by the way, you know? Complete fucking midlife crisis as a man type shit. I need progressive lenses now. But yeah, so we were waiting and then they told me like, oh yeah, we're going to hold on to the glasses so that when you come back to pick up the lenses, you know, the Meta Ray-Ban glasses, which is the ones I shot the El Chete vid with. You know what I mean? They go in this case. This is the charging case. You put it in here. So I'm going to use that at Blade Show. So there's going to be a lot of first person perspective type stuff in the content. Even Kelly has her own pair. So I think the Blade Show footage and some of the stuff that I'm going to be doing is going to be a little bit different than what you see because no one is doing a first person kind of like EDC content right now. Like, so it's going to be cool to go to the show. All I got to do is tap my glasses and record. But anyway, I had to leave them there so that when I go pick them up, you know, they'll be ready and I'll just put them on and use them. But they're like, oh, it's going to take 2 weeks. I'm like, what? So now I don't even have the Ray-Ban glasses anymore. When I shot that El Chete video, I could barely see because they didn't have prescription lenses in them. You know, I just started watching Black Butler, forgot how good it was. You started again. My niece really liked Black Butler, actually. Kaiser Mini Sheepdog that is on sale for $37.50 with 4V. That's a good deal, dude. $37.50? With 4V. That's fire, bro. Which color is that one? Sounds like tendonitis. Need a treatment plan for it. It's probably going to go away. I had it one time. We went to Hawaii and there was this guy. There was this crazy like Jesus freak guy. Do you remember that meme? And he was like, Joe Biden is a lizard. Remember? And he was like trying to like preach to us while we were working out. And I'm just like, so I was doing these, right? I was curling this way, and I, like, pulled it there. And it took, like, a little while for it to heal. Maybe, like, I don't know, like, 3 weeks or something, yeah. It's all good though, because I could just do a lot of like push-ups and stuff like that. I got the push-up board. I'm probably gonna use that. What knife are you guys carrying today? Please let me know in the pocket right now. I have the Beg Knives Budget Bodega, and I didn't know that these things slapped so hard, bro. I did not know that, man. I know the people were saying like they were so good and stuff, right? So I'm super late to the party. I know they didn't just come out, but the difference now is you can use code EDCC10 at bladebinge.com and you get 10% off. So they're $120 minus 10% right now. And look, if you're a broke boy like me and you can't afford a bodega, get one of these. These are so good. Really, really like them. I think Mark H has one in the chat. This is really, really good. I mean, this beats out any other like budget thing right now, like with the amount of detail on it. This is the front. Check out the backside too, the clip side. Dude. It is steel. It is G10. It is D2. All right. Understand that. And that's why I didn't get it till now. Okay. That's why I didn't get it till now. Man, once you get this in your hand and you flip this open, you're going to be like, oh, this is a different thing. This is a different category than like a Civivi or something that's $100. No, this is a different thing. Yeah, the amount of detail and stuff is really awesome. And I'm probably gonna dip into funds and get the rest of the series, right? Because, like, there's other ones, you know? Like the Mini Glimpse, maybe? I don't know. Might get it. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is so fire, bro. Drop what y'all are carrying in the chat right now so we can take a look. If I don't know what it is, I'm going to give it a quick goog. Let's see. I'm going to check. Oh, let's do this real quick. But drop in the chat what y'all are carrying. Okay. This is, let's go to Screaming Pirate EDC. And let's see. Share screen. Imagine the computer freezes right now. I'm going to get so pissed. How old is this video? Let's see. Oh, it doesn't tell me. This is definitely not, because I think it's his older videos have the camera quality. I'm going to go back further. Let's go to, like, he said everything in 2023. So this should be good, right? Should be good, dude. Let's go, like, up to here.
Whatever you do, do it for less.
Why do I have ads? Hold on a second, guys. I got really confused, bro. I'm like, wait a minute. I have YouTube. I have... Yo, what the... Okay, that really... I got upset, bro. I'm like, I pay for premium, son. I'm not going to watch no ads. Are you kidding me? All right, so this is...
Big, chunky knives.
The quality is going to look like, I think, dude. Check that out right there. This is Screaming Pirate EDC, by the way. Shout out to him for giving me a great
deal
on this.
Don't always have a place in your EDC. That's where a gentleman's EDC.
So it's going to be a lot better than what I have.
Slimmer, sleeker. It can go in and out of different pants, like khaki, suit pants.
Check out the tabletop. Let's do it.
If these are currently available or not. Some are not, or some are a little bit sparse. But I will have a pop-up if they are not available.
Looks
so
good.
First and foremost, I think the one that is the easiest, and you can just go out and you can grab one. And there's a
I need like a leather mat too, bro. Cause like what I'm planning to do with this camera is like doing the new camera as like the talking head, the A-roll portion, right? And then I want to have a camera up here with like an arm so I can like talk and record the hands at the same time and then just like edit everything. And it'll be like way, way better. Like, you know, just better content. I'm always trying to like, especially now with the baby, I'm always trying to like crunch the time together. So if I could record two things at once and then add some more B-roll later, like go, dude, the video I made today, I was just walking around the house. Like, there's no shooting schedule anymore. You know what I mean? I just got to make content on the go. But that's my plan, is to have this shot all up here. And then have the A-roll, like the talking stuff, like right here. So I can do both at the same time. And I could probably do the lives the same way. Because they're both Canon cameras and both of them can be used. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, it'd be pretty dope if I did it like that. But yeah, that's going to be the camera quality pretty much. So it's better than mine. It's definitely an upgrade. And yeah, I'm excited, man. I am excited. It's going to be a new kind of thing for the channel. Got a new keyboard, got a new PC. I'm going to check out this sale that MPG is talking about, you know. $3,750 for which one? Is it the, let's see. Oh, is it this one? Oh, it's the Rich Light one. They didn't send this to me. I'm offended. They didn't send this one to me. I'm offended. I'm just kidding. Damn, $3,750 for 4V is pretty good. Look, it says it's a good choice for children or beginners. That's what it says, dude. Do you see the description right here? It is a good choice for children or beginners. You can also buy it as a gift for your relatives or friends. That's mad funny. That's pretty good, though. That's a good price, man. It's normally $94. So this is Kaiser's, it's like the Earth Day sale or something like that. They said like the Rich Light is, you know, environmentally friendly or something. I forgot what it said, you know, in their post on Instagram. Oh, this is already sold out. The Kaiser, this is the Escort. Damn, sold out already. A lot of stuff is probably sold out. The mini sheepdog. That, yo, the sheepdog is still available, so. In the description, like, I have a Kaiser link. If you use that link and then you buy the sheepdog, like, I get points on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look good for them. You know what I mean? So to really help me out. But yeah, good looks on that, MPG. That's a good deal. Dude, I just got bifocals. I am 43 also. Bro, that is, like, the mark of midlife crisis. I'm going to tell you what else is a mark, right? Just got into sneakers in my 40s, right? That's got to be some midlife crisis shit. I mean, look, I just got these today. I don't even know if Kelly knows these are new, but check this out right here. These are the EMB Lakers. They're Dunks. EMB stands for embossed. I wanted another purple shoe, and then I got one. Actually, what happened with this is it's so funny. And Kelly, look, this is the thumbnail right here, dude. So Kelly, you know, a shoe came in today. Or it was yesterday, maybe. And, you know, I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even know I bought anything. because I, you know, on StockX, when you bid on stuff, like, there's no confirmation. Like the seller doesn't, like, hit you up and is like, hey, I accepted. Like, once he accepts your bid, they just take the money from your account. And then, they, you know, the process starts of them verifying it and all that stuff. And, like, that's what happened with these. Now, fortunately, I paid very little for these, like under $100, which is amazing. And they're pretty cool, man. I like the kind of like street graffiti-ish kind of like style on it. I love purple, you know. And I actually like these better than the Fragment Design ones that I wore the last time, the wine-colored ones. But yeah, I think I paid like $80 for these, dude. It's pretty fire. This is below retail. But yeah, so I didn't even know that I bought them, actually. I won another bid, and I'm getting like some lows, some SB Dunk lows. I think it's the, forgot which one it is. I think I paid $80 for that one, too. Ray's going to be the flyest dude with bifocals. Oh, thank you so much. I hope so, yeah. Yo, we talking kicks. Eugene Krabs has always put me in place when we talk about kicks. He's like, yo, with the mids, you know? Oh, shit. I got to tell you guys something, actually. Yo, anyone that has children, if you want some Jordans, or if you're a female, if you're a girl, and you are 3.5 in youth, I have some J's right now. These are Jordan 1 mids. I know Eugene Krabs is going to make fun of me, but these were for Kelly. They're 3.5 size youth. They're brand new. The StockX tag is still on. Got the receipt, got the box, got everything. I think we paid around $95 or $96 for these. I'm willing to sell them for $69 shipped. You know, if you have a daughter or son or something that is this size, hit me up. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. and we'll get it going. It's way below retail, and 69 shipped is a crazy deal for these. So just let me know, because I'm definitely going to start posting about it. I did one today, but I didn't like post it everywhere. If I make a video, like, it's probably going to sell immediately. So just wanted to let the audience know first, man. Shoot me DM. You want that? Get some J's, you know, way below retail. Let's go down and see what else is going on here. All right. It's probably going to go away is actually the proper treatment. That's what happened last time I hurt my arm. I just like, doesn't bodega mean budget? Yo, but the real bodega is not budget though, right? I'm swinging my Cold Steel Mayhem today. Dude, I almost bought one of those. Is it still budget at 120? I say that budget now could be $100 or maybe a little bit over. I think it's inflation, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's inflated, baby. So my wife got those transition lenses instead of bifocals. She's really happy about being old now. So these are going to be bifocal transition lenses, meaning that, like, I can go outside and they'll become sunglasses, and then I go inside, they become regular, but they're also bifocal progressive lenses. Cost a pretty fucking penny. Let me tell you something right now. Dude, it's so expensive, this eye stuff. Dude, how much do we pay? Like $1,600, dude? Jesus Christ. God. Let's keep going down here. I was rocking Adidas Forum Mids earlier today, and Eugene Krabs told me that, like, Forum Mids from Adidas are okay to wear, but Jordan 1 Mids are not. And I am pretty deep into the sneaker game now. I still do not understand why. I still do not. I still don't. I'm a size 8 women's. Yeah, Kelly is very, very small. She's child size, pretty much. She's 4'10". She always claims that she's 4'11". I think she's stretching that a little bit. Let's keep going down. Be worth more if Kelly carried those. What are you talking about if she carried them? You mean she wore them and, like, they got the stinky feet in them? Dude, somebody will pay for that? Oh, geez. Somebody's like, yes, Kelly. Come right in the shoe. Oh, man. Hello, Adidas. Fuck Nike. I have Adidas and have, like, New Balance. I have a bunch of other brands, but I love Nike, bro. Nike Fire. I know this has something to do with the gun shit. Like, I already know it, but listen, let me tell you something right now. If I like something, fuck the politics, bro. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If I like something, fuck the politics, dude. I'm just going to buy that shit. You know what I mean? You know, as long as, like, children aren't being killed for it. But let me tell you something right now. There are a lot of people in the knife community, anti-China this, anti this. Why are you buying non-American? Bro, your iPhone right now is made with fucking slave labor. You know what I mean? It's made with fucking slave labor. And, like, you're telling about, you know, don't buy fucking Chinese knives or whatever when you have, like, an even worse thing. Like, every fucking smartphone is built on fucking slave labor because of all the cobalt mining and all that shit. And everybody knows, you know, by now, like, what's going on at fucking, what is it called, Foxconn, where they make the fucking iPhones and shit? Dude, you can't pick and choose and battle for one thing and not do it for the other. Like, that's why when people, you guys have no idea. Like, I some of the regulars do, like, the kind of comments I get. Like, yo, you're a fucking Chinese commie and shit. Because, like, I'm an Asian content creator in EDC. But yeah, like, I fucks with Nike, man. Everything I wear, I bought, I think, 6 or 7 pairs of Nike SB Dunks in the past 2 months. I'm more addicted to sneakers than knives at this point, actually. So, but I'm assuming, like, the comment from Ginger has to do with the gun shit, You know, when they were like, I forgot what it was. Can you guys educate me? Like, I forgot what it was about. The fucking gun stuff. And then some of the 2A people got really mad about it. Is it like they were for like destroying guns or something? I forgot what it was. Or was that Benchmade? Like, I'm confusing the politics now. You know what I mean? Let's keep going down. We got Branch. What's up, dude? Can't wait till you come down to TX. Listen, if this Blade Show Atlanta show goes well with the binge, with the Blade binge, who knows? They might fly your boy out again to the TX, you know? And that would be really, really cool. That was BM. I believe Nike, Adidas, or I. That's what Ian just said right now. I'm looking at the bottom of the chat. Trying to get Steve Stacks to send you some stuff, Ray. Huge sneakerhead like you, get you some sick patches. Bro, I'll make content for him, 100%. I'll make content. Agreed, F Nike and the whole brand. I would rather pay for Adidas since they are better for size-wise. Man, there's a lot of Nike hate in the chat right now. Like, I like it. I like them. No doubt, Fox, that's how it starts. Then you get bifocals. You realize you're blind. You just live in denial. Dude, the guy, right? When I was getting my my glasses, my prescription checked, and I was doing the eye test, he was like, your eyes change so much in 1 year, because these are only a year old. He was like, legally, like, if you were driving, because I don't drive. I don't even have a fucking license. I know a lot of people are going to clown me for that. I'm getting it. I'm going to get it, all right? Like, I'm in New York City. Like, we didn't need to drive here. He was like, I couldn't even let you go out and drive knowing what I know now. Because, like, these glasses, if I was driving, he's like, you can't legally drive with those. He's like, today, the glasses you're wearing are basically just reading glasses now. I was like, oh, shit. That is crazy, bro. That is crazy. Just wait until your daughter needs braces. Then you'll understand expensive. Oh, how much are braces, dude? Same price as what? Oh, like 5 to 7. I thought you paid 7 G's for your Invisalign, yeah. Ray, reach out to High Stacks Patches on Insta, aka Stacks. Maybe he can send you some patches, real sneakerhead stuff. No doubt, bro. Let's keep going down. Sister had to get her jaw smashed and readjusted to help. And then, fuck that, dude. Yo, what's up? We got Marty. Yo, what's going on, bro? That's my boy, fellow sneakerhead. Let's keep going down here. Jordan 1 mids are the equivalent of partially serrated blades. But oh, because they're in the middle. I understand. See, when you put it in that sense, I could understand. I wonder if there's like someone who needs a partially serrated blade. Can anyone in the chat like actually like explain like a situation where you would need both? I really would like to know that. Except Samsung. I think Samsung is Korean, but I do know they get their chips made not in Korea, I think. Hey, if you stop buying Chinese, all those children will be unemployed. That's even worse. Let me tell you something right now, too. I am from a third world country, the Philippines, where it is very hard to find a job, especially for the less fortunate people. You can't even get, I don't even think I could get a job at McDonald's in the Philippines. It's very hard. So working in a factory would be easier. I once went to the Philippines when I worked for like a furniture, a high-end jewelry company. I had to go to Cebu, which is the manufacturing hub of the Philippines. And I had to source, you know, like getting doorknobs made, getting furniture parts made and stuff like that. And literally, I would go to these factories and people would be chilling outside, like using epoxy and shit on stuff and like using lacquer and doing all that. And they were like super skilled, but they were like just wearing boxer shorts and just like outside in the sun and shit, you know? And to them, that's probably like a good job. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know what it's like in China, but just from the Philippine side, like you're fucking lucky if you could just get a job, period. You know, so there is some truth to that, you know. I straight up thought you were about to be like, some of these Nikes are worth the children, bro. Look at this fire. Oh, shit. Do I have any fire here right now, actually?
Damn, I want to show you guys.
I want to show you guys the sneakers that Justin did. So fucking bad, bro. Should I just do it, man? God, I saw it right now in the case. They look so fucking good, dude. They look so good. Let's keep going down here. Just bought that sheepdog fire, bro. Hope you use my link, dude. Hope you use my link, bro. Let's keep going down here. I'm trying to buy less slave-made blades. No, you know what's a good question is, like, where are custom knife factory knives made? That was, like, in a topic of discussion in this group chat that I was in today. And somebody said they think it's where Kevin John knives are made, but that's, like, five-year-old information. So who knows now? And because, you know, you think Custom Knife Factory, I thought they were like Russian, you know? Let's keep going down and see what y'all are saying. Fun fact, all the sneaker companies were in Korea until the Olympics came and everybody was buying cheap Jordans. Oh, shit. Adidas by default goes with AK. So, yeah, you probably will. I don't know what that means, but Nikes are too narrow for my feet. Damn. Ray's already flying a G5 to Blade Branch. Yo, EDCNC, that's my boy right there, fellow content creator. And he's like the Vosteed guy. You know that? He's the Vosteed guy, man. I didn't know that. Check out EDCNC. He's part of the EDC collab group. YouTube benefits cover braces. There is no YouTube benefits, man. Dude, last pair of braces I paid for were $13,000. Is that without dental insurance? Is that why? That sounds like no dental insurance price, yo. I will need glasses after my next eye surgery. Fuck that shit. Dude, there are people that get LASIK, right? So, you know, LASIK gives you perfect vision. But then after a few years, like 5 or 6 years, it just goes back to, you know, degradation, your vision. And you have to do it again. And there are people that keep getting it done to the point where it's like, it doesn't work anymore. And to me, I'm just like, hey, get glasses, right? You know what I'm saying? Get glasses, right? Dude, hell no. Yeah, actually, partial serrations can be useful if you need to both slice material and saw through like rope or something with the same knife. Like, what profession would do that? I have a serrated blade on my multi-tool if I ever need one. My primary knife should be 100% non-serrated. I don't have a use for serrated blades or anything. Serrated blade can be used in a pinch for wire stripping. I mean, Mark H does a lot of construction, so, you know. I have one half serrated, half regular blade. I don't use it, but it is for emergencies when we hike. That makes sense. You know, in an EDC context, though, like, I wonder if you would use it, you know. I wear a lot of Jordan 1 and Air Max 90s because of my niece. Gets a 40% employee discount, so why not? Yo, true that, bro. Do you guys want to see how bad your boy is, yeah, with the sneaker shit? I have all the pictures in a row. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna show you guys here, okay? All right. Okay, so this is what I bought in the past 2 months. Nike SB Dunk High Unicorn Gundams. Strawberry coughs. This was the worst buy, actually, because one of the tongues doesn't stay on straight, and it's really annoying, and this is like my preferred red shoe, and now I have to buy another red shoe now. All right, we got Nike SB Dunk High Black Sheep Hornets. These were customized by Justin. They have the Blade Binge like splatter on them with the teal. It looks amazing. I'll show you guys that in another video. We got Nike SB Dunk Pawn Shop Skates. Co Old Schools. These are amazing. They're actually like boots, but they fucking hurt like hell. So like, this is probably the second worst buy that I have. Nike SB Dunk High TV Signals. Got these for a steal, less than $100 below retail. These are fire. Those panels are holographic, so they change color. Nike SB Dunk High Pro Fro Skate All Loves. These change color as well. These were $130, I think. These I got for a steal as well. Nike SB Dunk High Sweet Tooth Candy Corns is my preferred orange sneaker right now. I think these were under $100, maybe like $89 or something. Oh, and that's me posing. Imagine it was just a dick pic, bro. Like, I scrolled through it. I have none, by the way. How many guys in this chat have ever sent a dick pic? I want to know. I've actually never done it. Oh, you know what, though? Video chatting was a thing, so I did something like that. Let's keep on. These stitching details can only be done by the smallest of hands. It's fucked up. Let's keep going down here. I did your boy right. Thank you so much, bro, for using that link, man. Appreciate that. Made in China, assembled in, I want to say, Lithuania. They're not based in Russia anymore. Oh, yo, Marty's got the deets, bro. Quality suspiciously high for Russian manufacturing. I have the same problem with most Nikes. The leather ones, especially straight up, don't have room for my feet. Damn, that sucks, bro, because you're a skater and, like, to me, the best-looking skate shoes are from fucking SB Dunks. I pulled the Ankylo. Somebody corrected me and said, it's Ankylo. I pulled the Ankylo out of my pocket, and I heard the ghost of Ray say, they're going to fuck your jeans up, bro. Yo, tell me not. And Steve doesn't believe this. Steve Burrow does not believe this. Every pocket clip, except the wired clip, fucks your jeans up. Discuss in the chat right now. Steve is like, I don't know what kind of knives you buying, but my jeans don't get fucked up. So my theory is, because Steve's rich, I think, is his jeans are just something different. And it's like some, it's baby blood denim or something, right? Illuminati denim. And they don't get cut up. But to me, if I'm going to use the clip, which I do, when I was working in an office, I would just use the clip all the time. I wouldn't carry using the clip in New York City. If you ever come here, do not put the knife, use a pocket clip and have it showing, especially on the subway. You're going to get tackled by the police and we might watch the news and like you got shot or something. Yeah, just don't do that. But to me, only a wired clip doesn't fuck your jeans up. Only a wired clip. And this is the Devo and I's Growler V2. All right. I think I got this for like 80 something. It's pretty awesome. In my opinion, I think it's the only thing that doesn't fuck your jeans up, man. Every other clip messes up and frays your jeans after a while. You know what I'm saying? Discuss. Let's keep going down here. Slovakia, they're currently in Slovakia. Where is he pulling this information from, bro? LASIK lasts longer now, like 15 to 20. Oh, for real? I thought it was only like 5 or 6 years. no problem waiting till they perfect it. I know when they do the fucking crazy gene editing and like you could just get like Neuralink fucking 2020 vision eyeballs. I'm doing it. Who here is going to get Neuralink when they perfect it? I'm getting that shit. I'll sign up for it. 13 after health insurance, he had a complicated mouth. Other kid was all covered. Holy hell. Oh my God. You're a dad now. This is what we talk about. Dude, I am a dad now. That's crazy. Oh, my daughter's moving. She awake? No? Okay. I was going to say bring her here before the show ends. I just started my knife channel since Rob's Nerdy Knives did a shout out. And now I have a few videos. So new with blade steels. Have to ask my husband conventional methods for the steel info. MPG, I'm not going to lie to you. I am terrible with blade steel. I have always claimed that my audience knows more than me. So that's no problem. You know, give her a follow, by the way, guys. My advice for new channels is to always like be as authentic as you can. In the beginning, I was just trying to be like someone else or trying to talk a certain way or like trying to do things a certain way. And once I kind of like freed myself from that and I'm just me, I think that the content translates better. Now, you're always going to have haters and all that, bro. I have so many haters like just commenting on my shit, but even the negative comments like boost your video up. So just be authentic and that's it. Yo, what's up, Palmer? What's up, dude? Yo, Palmer, are you 18 now? I remember Palmer was like, yo, I'm only 17. And I'm like, oh, you can't join the contest, the giveaway. Speaking of giveaways, we are going to do one soon. Let me just put it together. We finally hit 20K. And, you know, I promised you guys a big one. And I do have a ton of shit to give away. So let me just work on that. And, you know, you guys will get a bunch of cool stuff. Like just like before, I did a bunch of prizes. I think, what did I do last time? Like 6 packages? We could do that again. 6 packages. I do have new stickers as well, dude. Where are they? Babe, where are my stickers? Herb. Where are the stickers? The zombie ones. Babe. Kelly Lynn. Damn. Guys, if I could show you. Do you guys want to see horror right now? Let me just show you what. And I think you guys are going to judge me if I show you this. Okay, check this out right here. So this is my drawer, and I'm going to show you the picture, okay? Okay, look, this is what one of these drawers look like right now. This is when a full-time content creator somehow, like, you know, caught the eye of some brands and gets knives all the time and has ADHD, very bad organizational skills. Look at my drawer, dude. Look at how terrible this drawer is. And, you know, maybe you're thinking like, oh, yeah, he only has budget knives in there. No. If you look closely, this is a Jack Wolf Knives Gunslinger Jack. Up here is a Arcane Design Plexus. That thing is $400. I think I have a Kaiser Militar in there somewhere. Like, there's so much shit in there, dude. It's pretty bad. Yeah, it's not good. It doesn't always look like that. It's just ever since the baby, man, it's getting real tough to like stay on top of things, you know? It's really, really bad. Very bad. Let's keep going down. all right. Ben Gibbs, there's a couple of dick pics out there. Okay. Been married for almost 28 years. Dick pics weren't a thing back then. How about dick Polaroids? That work? Let's keep going down. I thought if you send a dick pic, there could be legal repercussions. True. But, you know, sometimes people get freaky chatting it up. Well, I rock mostly Devo knives, so that's probably why. It's Devo is all wire clip, you know? I'll say it again. Designer skate shoes are a dying breed. Supra is dead. America only makes one high in 2 colors. Etnis only makes lows, Vans are mid, dark times. Damn, dude, it's because you don't got Nike, baby. I'd say it's less to do with the pocket clip and more to do with the texture of the scale. Yes, that also has a lot to do with it. And the Ankylo that Justin was talking about, dude, that thing's got a frag pattern aluminum, like the rough aluminum, not the smooth kind. Fuck your jeans up. That's one of the lines I use. Let's keep going down here. The more you pay for your knife, the less it fucks up your jeans. This is a known fact. That's so not true, dude. Not many times does a woman say, please send me a pic of your schlong at Palmer Conley. My son has a Max Ace Babylon. Oh, snap, dude. We got the baby. What's up? What's up, baby? Say hello, Amelia. Come on, Rosie.
Look at her face. Dude, look at her face.
Come on, Rosie Bear. What's up with these cheeks, huh? If you guys want to see us do a podcast together, Kelly, Amelia, and me, that is patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. And we're all together there, all three of us, usually. And she'll do funny stuff on there. It's very cute. I post pictures of her on there as well. Just like alcohol, you're alone on this one, Ray. Damn. I don't think the wire clip can actually push enough tension in one place to mess your jeans up. And I got that info on their IG page. Let's keep going down. I've been in a hostage situation for 123 days with no end in sight, just over 33 years. Oh, he's talking about marriage. That's marriage, baby. If you keep your knives in vault case, the clip won't mess up your jeans. You're so stupid, bro. Oh, yeah, I was thinking about buying like fake Pelican cases. All right, raise your hand in the chat if you think the monopoly of like Pelican cases with the Nalpak foam is too fucking expensive, man. It's so expensive. What are you going to shell out $150 to hold like 20 knives or something? On AliExpress, they got the same shit. It's probably not that, the waterproofing is probably not the best. The same shit, though, is like $40. The shipping is $50, though. So I was thinking of just like ordering a bunch of them and then like having people chip in for the shipping, and then we could all have fucking Fugazi, Nalpak foam, Pelican cases, and we didn't have to shell out $150 for each of them. No, Harbor Freight, do they have the foams though? I'm talking about like, bro, it has the foam. Let me show you all right now. It does come from the dark continent of China, so you know what I'm saying? Let me show you all right now. You're gonna be like, what? I have it here. It's let me go to myself and go to history. History, here we go. Yeah, check this out. Oh, this one is $69. Oh, this is the Cavil knife one. Okay, so because Cavil Knives has it as well, but check this out right here. This is $42 and the shipping is $50. It holds 36. Check that out. Okay. Now tell me if I picked up, let's say I picked up like 20 of them, bro. Yo, should I start slinging fucking Fugazi Nalpak Pelican cases? You know what I'm saying? Because knife storage is too much money, dude. We spend so much money on gear already. What if I just picked up like 20 of them, bro, and I just start slanging them for like $65-70? It's still half the price of a Nalpak Pelican. You know what I'm saying? Yo, 70 ship, dog. You know what I'm saying? For a 36 slot knife case, it'll be too much, because I think Cavil sells it for around 69. Let me look at the Cavil knives one. Let me see. The Cavil knives, yeah, it's 69, so it's about the same. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should start slanging knife cases, dude. You know what I mean? You know? You start slanging knife cases, bro. That'd be sick. I had to ask if the Kaiser was M4, and he corrected me. Plus, it was interesting to see him in his element. Dude, you know the thing like with the 4V, the Vs, bro? When I'm talking about it in a video, I'm just like... This thing has 4V. That's 3 more Vs than 1V. That's what I say in the video. It's so dumb. It's so dumb, dude. And people like make fun of me in the comments, or like they laugh at me in the comments. And it's exactly the reaction that I want. M4 is a beast. It doesn't travel much. I only know one knife in M4 from China. Oh shit. Oh shit, my bad. My comments went all the way up again. It did that weird thing. Let me scroll down. Boom, boom, boom. All right, here we go. When I met my wife, a guy had to film developed at the store and mail the dick. Holy shit. That's crazy. Remember developing film? Bro, that was such a wild fucking thing to do. You would just buy like the roll and put it in a camera and just take pics, right? And then like you had to wait for it to get developed. And then they started doing the 1 hour photo. Gets developed in 1 hour. Wild. Now we just have it. We just take a picture and that's it, dude. Only three Chinese companies use M4, Spyderco, Superlative, and Peña. I think the last two are both Riat. Just got me one of them homie and ham sandwich armadas for the organization. Wait, what? Homie and ham sandwich SP. What is that? I have to Google this right now. Hold on. I literally just Googled that, and all I have is ham sandwiches right now. Like, I swear to God, I'm trying to make sense of this. Just got me one of them homie and ham sandwich SP armadas for organization. Like, I Googled that shit. Let me just show you. I did homie and ham sandwich armada. Maybe I do organization. Let's see. No, I still got ham sandwiches, bro. I still got ham sandwiches. I'm hungry now. Let's go down. That's so funny. Harbor Freight is the move. Do they have the cheap cases? I have Harbor Freight cases. I showed you guys already. So these are Harbor Freight. They are Apache cases. And the foam you have to cut yourself. They do work. Check it out. I think it's like 64 slots, but you got to cut them yourself, you know? So you are using the time to cut the case. I think it's $49.99. It works, you know, but I kind of like maybe want to upgrade to the pre-made slots. Those look really good. So, but yeah, $40 for 36 slots. It's not even a dollar a slot. That's crazy. Knife storage is a rich man's game, bro. That's crazy, man. Expensive but good, though. You pay $300 to $500 for each knife, not going to lay $150 to hold all. I mean, that sounds like a rich guy talking to me, man. You know? That sounds like a guy that this right here sounds like a guy who ships like over $10,000 worth of knives to somebody. Like a stranger and doesn't put insurance on it. That sounds like. Oh, I remember the first time Steve sent me knives, yo. I was so fucking psyched, dude. And those videos, let me tell you something right now, Steve. Like, I'm so grateful you sent those. If you want to ever drop some stuff off again, since you know where I live now, those videos live forever in my TikTok. It says, like, I think it's in a playlist. This is like he sent too much or something. And you know, the knife people on TikTok came out for that. Sometimes they don't come out for me, but for those, they were like, oh my God, he sent you all that. They were going crazy, dude. They're going crazy. Doesn't Cavill do Nalpak look alike? Yes, they do. They do, but this also looks alike. Oh shit, sorry, wrong one. This is the bad knife storage. This is why I want to, you know what I'm saying? Pirate the knife storage. Because it's getting bad. Hold on a second. That was the other one. It's right here. This looks like an Alpac too. $42, 36 slot. Check that out. I'm going to try it, bro. I'm going to try it. Justin said, dude, let's order them. Yeah, I was thinking, like, I could gather a bunch of people who can eat the shipping with me, right? Like, I'll just order it first. The shipping is $50. And just get a bunch of them stateside. And then, you know, I'll just fucking have them in my garage or whatever. And then, you know? Let's keep going down and see. I actually need some of those little vault travel cases. Yeah, we got them. Yeah,
got the. Wait, where's my orange one?
It's somewhere. I don't know where it is. I want the $400 now pack that holds 80. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you're going to pay $400 for fucking knife storage? That's crazy to me, bro. That's crazy to me. If you're watching this video later, drop a comment. Drop a follow and a like, of course. And go to my patreon.com/everydaycitycarry, or my daughter will not eat. We do a podcast there. My daughter, Amelia, Kelly, and me. We do reaction videos and some non-EDC things. And I do a lot of updates and stuff like that. But also drop in the comments if, you know, what the fuck your knife storage looks like. You know, if you're an audio listener, head on over to the YouTube. You know, drop what knife storage you have. Because I think knife storage is cheap knife storage that's awesome. I think it's like untapped market in fucking EDC right now, yo. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out. What? Whoa, bro. Damn, my boy fucking. Damn, we got another rich guy here, I think. I'm going to do a double for you, bro. I'm going to even hit you with a Nick Shabazz for that one.
Everyday City commentary.
You know what I'm saying? Fire, bro. Shout out to you, Phenom Vapes. I think you found me through a sneaker video, if I remember correctly. That is crazy, man. Whoa. Whoa. Wait for it to develop, plebe. Make a dark room and do it yourself. Talking about the pictures? What the hell? Yo. I think he met Ham Hero. Dude, let's see. I've been to the Peak Maximant and I'm good with S30V. I can imagine 3V, 4V, 10V, and 15 being just as tough to sharpen as Maximant. I like Magna Cut, bro. Oh, Holman Hatfield. I thought he said that's ham sandwich. Oh, shit. Oh, man. I also have a home in Hadfield in the garage. Let's find that video, actually. Hold on a second. Let's see. Home and Hadfield. Do I have that? Oh, no. Oh, no. It might be on my TikTok. There's no, come on, man. I made a video for Home in Hadfield. Damn, I can't find that shit. That's crazy. That sucks. I really gotta like hashtag my stuff better. Because I made a video for Home in Hadfield and they reposted it and everything. But it's like way, way back. It's like months and months ago. So I'll never be able to find it. Let me see if I can find it on TikTok. That shit was so funny. That was in the the old apartment too. Let me log in. Give me 1 second. And I just brought the podcast to a... All right, I think. I'm logged in now. Let me see if I could find it here. All right, let me see. The real EDCC. CC. Home. Oh, I got it, bro. Hell yeah. Dudes, I found it. Yo, Phenom Vapes. Yo, your $50 didn't go to waste, bro. I found that shit. This is so old. Here, let's check it out, huh? You guys catch that? That squat, bro?
What the hell is going on?
This is the one that I have. That's so funny. Dude, that's worth it. They reposted this on their Instagram. I was like, oh shit. That was so funny. That's so stupid. Yo, that was a great way to end the show, man. Yo, thank you so much, guys, for hanging out with me. Absolutely love everybody for chilling. Definitely come through. Love seeing the new faces and some of the old ones returning, of course. And yeah, man, I'm going to be back on Monday night. But if you are part of the YouTube channel memberships or Patreon memberships, you can catch us on Sunday at 8 a.m. Kelly, me, Amelia, we're going to do reactionary videos. We talk about behind the scenes stuff, stuff that I kind of forget to talk about here sometimes. But super appreciate everybody for hanging out, and much love to everybody. Hope you all have a good night. This is your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry Podcast. And Kelly and Amelia saying peace.